This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour here of our first program of three, based out of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Over the next couple of days, we're going to be at the New Hampshire Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, the second annual conference, being held a little earlier this year. It was December of last year. This year, it's here in mid-October. Beautiful time of the year to come here and see New Hampshire, explore the incredible views that we have. I really enjoyed the drive out here with all the leaves changing into some dramatically bright colors. Very, very pretty. And we're here at a very beautiful location as well. It's the AnyPay headquarters for AnyPay.global. We're surrounded by all kinds of cool posters. I mean, I'm surprised there are this many posters even available. You've got them all over the place. Many of them are Monero based. In fact, almost all of them.
They have the coolest art.
Monero, yeah.
Gotta say.
So we're here with Derek J. Freeman. It's Ian and Daryl in our remote studios. We got our Free Talk Live broadcast table set up here. We've got windows to State Street, which is one of the main streets here in downtown Portsmouth.
Or No State Street.
No State Street, as you're calling it. I love it. And so you guys are, of course, here subverting the state with your cryptocurrency activism, which is wonderful.
Improving, maybe? I don't know.
That's funny. I was just thinking about you doing that. I remember years ago when you were living out in Keene, whenever you would, like, modify government property in some way, I won't say which way because I don't remember, but you would always say, I'm just improving it.
Yeah.
I'm not destroying
this
thing.
That's all life is about, you know, add creativity, make things better every day.
So we've been talking a lot about cryptocurrency, and as you would expect, that's why we're out here for the blockchain conference. But again, we're here at AnyPay's headquarters to kick things off. And we were talking about some of the advantages of cryptocurrency and what things are like in places like Venezuela.
Well, can I tell you about this Bristol meetup? I was only halfway through the story.
Thank you for reminding me about that.
So yes. So I wanted
Bristol,
to experiment.
England. Yeah.
This pub, these guys visited us and they saw AnyPay, and then they took AnyPay back to their hometown of Bristol, England, set up a pub that's in the same building where they work out of. They're producing a documentary about Dash. And no one was going to this business. So it accepted cryptocurrency. It was hoping that this was going to inspire more business, like what happens here in New Hampshire. People flock to these locations. Oh, you accept crypto? Okay, we're going to have meetups there.
Right.
So I said, I'll make a meetup. Like, maybe there isn't one. Maybe no one even knows about this place. It turns out there was already a Bristol meetup group that had, like, over 400 members. And I messaged them. Apparently, at their last meetup, they meet every 2 weeks. There were only 4 people in attendance. And that's about how it goes.
That's about right.
But they weren't even aware that this business took Bitcoin, so they said, okay, well, now we'll tell people about this. So they had about 10 people at the meetup last night. It connected.
First one.
Yeah, the first one. Okay. First one. No, and nobody even knew each other. So one guy was launching his own ICO. He was working, like, in the building next door. These two guys are the Dash guys. They were excited to use crypto to pay for their beers. And then another group of people was there as part of a podcast. They have the most popular crypto podcast in the UK.
Wow.
So they were there, like, their minds blown. Finally, you know,
they've
all excited.
They've never used it in real life.
No, never used it. And they're all excited because they do a crypto podcast. There's nowhere they can even spend crypto.
Right. How do you do a crypto podcast without having ever used crypto?
Well, they think they're using
in
it because they use a credit card that they can, you know, a prepaid debit card that they can send money to. And then, but it's really
cool,
fun.
But
I know it's cool because you're like, I'm using crypto, but no, you're not.
Really.
Sorry,
not really. If the business isn't receiving crypto from you, you're not really using crypto.
No, once you've tasted using crypto, you're gonna want to do it every time.
Yeah.
So they're gonna come back to this meetup, and it's gonna grow, and it's just really awesome to see. Like, wow, all you have to do is start a meetup. You don't even have to attend.
Well, you should.
You should, but I mean, I can't attend in England. You know,
well, can, obviously, yeah, but that's cool, and especially that there were 400-something people in this meetup group already that were interested in cryptocurrency, but none of them had ever actually used it in real life, because this is the first time, first place where they could actually do that.
And none of the 400 decided, hey, we should all get together
at some
Well, they
point.
Had meet. Presumably they had meetups.
They were having meetups.
They were having
meetups.
Ah, okay.
I thought you were saying it was just a group
No,
online. It's just that they couldn't use crypto. No. And so now I'm excited.
The point of the meetup groups is to actually meet in real life.
I mean, if you're a business and you're trying to accept cryptocurrency, you're going to have a hard time. And now crypto enthusiasts have an easy-to-use free tool that they can give any business they love
right.
to say, here, I'll set you up. It'll take 5 minutes. I'll hold your hand through it.
Yep.
And, you know, if you're in New Hampshire, you even get a kickback. So,
well, that's the thing. We're spoiled here. That's why you were so shocked, Daryl, because, like, for right. us, you know, every single day in Portsmouth and Keene, somebody somewhere, multiple somebodies, are spending cryptocurrency at downtown businesses, whether it be to buy, you know, a pack of rolling papers at Corner News, which has been accepting crypto since 2013, by the way, or, you know, going across the street to Local Burger and grabbing some lunch or some dinner, or, you know, different things. You could have your dentistry done in Keene now. For cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. You can have your car repaired.
Super jealous about that, yeah. by the way.
Well, you can come
I've
out
talked
there,
with my dentist about it, and he's really on the edge.
Thinking
like,
about it?
Yeah, Steve okay. and I both go to him, and he was like, okay, someone else is doing it. They paved the way. Can
right.
I tell you a sad
that
story?
That helps a lot when somebody
We lost a business recently.
No,
they
no.
happened
no.
not
too.
Accepting crypto. You, that happened
two
you?
Years ago. 2 years ago.
Oh,
it hasn't
okay.
happened recently.
This was last week. I went, Steven went and got his haircut. He had an appointment with my yeah. partner. We pay in crypto every time. We helped. Actually, the guy who just stopped by is a mm-hmm. his childhood friend, helped this business owner set up to take cryptocurrency.
Yep.
And we've been doing it for a year or two, and suddenly Steven went and paid with Bitcoin. Then I went. I had a hair appointment later the same day, and the girl said, oh, sorry, we can't do that. I was like, wait, he just
same
did it earlier. And she said, yeah, well, you know, the business owner came and yelled at us. She was like, we're not doing that anymore. I told everyone. I was like, wow. So this is a real learning moment
yeah.
for me.
What happened?
I failed. I failed to communicate to this business owner. The,
so it wasn't that the business owner
how
didn't
to
know.
Use it. No, she's been raking in a pile of coins. She doesn't yeah. know anything to do with it. She doesn't know how to use Bitcoin. So this was a teaching moment for me. Like
she didn't call you to say, hey, what do I do with this? She just decided, well, I don't know what to do with this. So.
I was crushed because yeah. here I am sitting. The only reason I'm going to this place over anyone else
right.
is because they take cryptocurrency. And it was my own failure to communicate to this business owner how to use the crypto. So that's a really important component. If you're going to set up a business, that, you know, let me pass this lesson along to your listeners. Like, help the business owner do something with the money that they're getting. Make it useful, or else it's just disappearing into a black hole they don't understand.
That's a good point. Did you have a chance to follow up with the business owner after you learned this news yet?
Not yet. It was just the other day.
Yeah,
so
okay.
we've been away. But, yeah, of course I'm going to reach out and apologize
right.
and thank her for the long time that she's been taking cryptocurrency, and you know I want to make it right. But
yeah.
anyway, I wanted to share with your listeners that this does happen.
It can.
You can
it's
go in reverse.
Devastating. Yeah.
Yeah, it was devastating.
In Keene, it happened to a little shop that was like they started as a food truck, and they sold vegetarian cuisine, and they opened up their own cafe eventually. And I'm like super excited, right? Like we're migrating from food truck accepting Bitcoin to an indoor sit down, you know, cafe accepting
yeah.
Bitcoin. Yes, this is awesome. And the
Wait, same business,
same business.
Was,
yeah.
Oh, great.
So like it was. You know, no brainer, right? So of course they're going to take Bitcoin. And the guy, the owner, one of the co-owners, you know, explained to me that he was really excited about Bitcoin that year, and that he wanted to start telling his customers about it. Like he was really into it. He loved the idea that it could, you know, keep money away from the government. Like he was into it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're not taking it anymore.
What happened?
So. As
Do
you know?
Know,
as you know, in Keene, there are a group of haters.
Oh, yeah.
And they targeted this business, and they threatened them.
Wow.
And they said to this business, if you continue to take cryptocurrency, we are going to stop coming. Because they were obviously...
It was a boycott.
Yeah, it was a boycott.
Wow.
A threatened boycott. And obviously, they were actual customers, right? It wasn't like just strangers, you know, calling up who weren't really customers.
So the threat had teeth.
So it did have teeth, and they were scared. And they stopped taking it because of that.
Usually what happens is businesses stop taking Bitcoin because no one's going there.
Yeah.
Like when we were living in San Francisco, we were always asking, can we use Bitcoin? And we were the only ones who ever wanted to.
it was, you know, shocking in a city with so many people, yeah. so over a million people, and they're all so tech-savvy, but, you know, no one political. Wants to actually use the Bitcoin.
Here it was just totally political. We're going to continue here. Do you want to stick with us, Derek?
Please.
He's with us here from AnyPay.Global. We're at their headquarters in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is Free Talk Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using saveitpurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. Saveitpurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, doing our first day of 3 days of broadcasting from this pretty little town here in southeast New Hampshire, kind of the opposite side of the state from where we normally are in our beautiful Keene and the other crypto-accepting mecca here in New Hampshire, both Portsmouth and Keene, the number one and two, respectively, top crypto-accepting cities in the world, from what I can tell. Now, again, you know, I've put that out there on the radio multiple times, and I've invited people, hey, if I'm wrong about this, there's obviously a lot of cities in the world. I don't have all day to go look around the entire planet on CoinMap, but there's obviously a lot of cities in the world. But of the major ones, you know, if you look at, like, if you pull up a list of top 10 Bitcoin accepting cities, San Francisco is usually listed at number one. We bury them into the dirt as far as crypto acceptance.
That's a joke. Yeah. I lived there. There's nothing. There's zero.
That's sad.
There's
so sad.
Whoever's claiming that San Francisco has anything is wrong.
So all they go by, all they can go by, is the CoinMap, which is a nice website, coinmap.org.
Yeah, it rocks.
Right, and I'm looking at it right now.
Right, and so CoinMap is great. However, there's one problem, and that is that the items on CoinMap get stale.
Yeah,
so if
right.
a business starts taking crypto but then stops, like you talked about, every now and then it happens,
yeah.
They're not going to remember to go to CoinMap and remove themselves from the map. So what you end up getting is a bunch of stale locations. I will tell you, I audited when I was in Austin, Texas, last year for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Or no, it was a different time I was in Austin. But anyway, it was a different crypto event happening down there. And I'm like, I want to go out to eat. Austin's a hip city. Austin's the cool, you know, keep Austin weird. It's got to be a Bitcoin, you know, place. It's
got to be.
And so I pulled up CoinMap, and I'm like, oh, look at all these, you know, potential places I can go. And I start clicking around, and
I bet it was zero.
I wasn't impressed with the total number, but I'm like, all right, I'm going to go through these here, and I got plenty of time here. I'm going to audit this, and I'm going to see how many of these businesses are still accepting crypto or actually accepting crypto. And just looking at the restaurants on the list, it was zero.
Wow.
And there was one place that kind of made these waffle things, but they were a manufacturer. They weren't really a restaurant. You couldn't go and eat there. They were still taking crypto. But that's the only one. There was a taco truck listed on there, but
you couldn't
find
out where it was.
That's pathetic, man.
And according to Danny from the crypto show, they're sort of off and on, whether it depends on who's running the truck as to whether or not they take crypto, if you can find the truck. And I tried emailing them, like, hey, where are you guys set up? They didn't get back to me. So I couldn't actually prove that place existed or was still in business. But here's the other thing. So what the majority of the entries were, because there were a few of them that were something, but they had, you know, closed their shop or whatever, but there were a majority of the entries of businesses that were still open, but they didn't know they were on the list. And what it is basically there's an intermediary company that will take crypto for delivery from certain, mostly Chinese food, Oriental style cuisine.
That's cool.
That's cool, but still, to me, that's not the same thing. It doesn't qualify. If I can't go in and sit down and, you know, at a restaurant or walk up to a taco truck or whatever, if I can't get the food directly from a server or from the person at the restaurant, then it's not real. I called these businesses to ask them.
Yeah.
And I said, I called the first few, and then I just stopped calling them because it was all the same company. So I said, hey, are you guys taking cryptocurrency? And they're like, huh?
What's crypto?
And I figured, oh yeah, you know, Chinese people are going to they're going to love crypto. They can send it back to the, you know, their family in China or whatever, right? Like, of course they're taking crypto. Nope, turns out they didn't know anything about it. It was just this company that had set up, and probably the manager didn't even know, right? Like, because this company is just like, oh well, we'll take your crypto and deliver you some food.
That's
be the food delivery service for you.
So I mean, that's a cool service, presuming it actually works. I didn't actually try that because that's not what I wanted to go and spend my crypto in a restaurant. Austin, Texas, population 800,000 in the city, not a single place could I go and actually spend crypto.
We're so spoiled because it used to be that it was only marginal businesses that would take Bitcoin. Like
the weirdo web designer.
They're like, we're really desperate for customers. Yeah. Like, whatever's going to get us new people.
Right.
But now it's a car dealership. I mean, it's people who really can turn people away. We don't need you. And these are the types of businesses now taking Bitcoin
in
New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire.
Everywhere else is still like, huh, what?
It was so disappointing, too, because I'm like, ah, come on, Austin. Nope, not a single one.
No, because if you're from Austin, which my partner is, and you love cryptocurrency, you're going to move to New Hampshire.
Yeah. Right, and, you know, that's one thing that's really nice about Liberty.menu.
Thank goodness he did.
Which is a website where people can list liberty-minded things.
Correct.
It requires you at least once a year to verify you're still a business. Here's a chance to update your listing if things change, because a lot of times people forget that they got listed on something.
Right. Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it was what I was thinking of when I brought this up, was liberty.menu. That was the first time I'd ever seen a website of, here's a business listing site, in this case a libertarian business listing site, that actually requires the person who submitted the thing to follow up a year later. So every year they send you an email saying, hey, we're going to expire your business unless you come log in and, you know, verify that this is still open. That's a great tool, and it just... no one else has done that. CoinMap doesn't do it. Discover Dash is pretty decent because it's actually human curated, so I think they're more likely to be accurate. I think Discover Dash, you're more likely to find places that are actually open and knowingly accepting cryptocurrency.
Right, but again, who's to say in a year and a half, 2 years from now, that those businesses are still going to exist?
Well, and I didn't know that Liberty Menu or Liberty.menu had that feature until a year later when I finally got that email.
That's how I figured it out.
So maybe Discover Dash has something like that, and it's just not been a year yet. But either way, I want to mention that we're talking, of course, from the AnyPay.global headquarters here, that AnyPay, you mentioned earlier, allows businesses to accept Bitcoin and Dash, but you said those were the big ones. What are the other ones that AnyPay is also enabling at the point of sale right now?
Zen is the latest.
Horizon.
Horizon, yeah. Well, the currency...
formerly known as Zencash.
Yeah, Zencash.
Right. The currency is still Zen.
Correct. Correct.
Right.
The broader platform is Horizon.
Correct. What else? Anything else? I know I've seen Litecoin, but does anybody actually, you know, is that actually usable or useful?
Not really. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I don't think so.
So, so Zen's cool. We love Zen here on Free Talk Live. And, in fact, we're doing giveaways of Zen. And I believe you're picking a winner tomorrow, Daryl, on one of these giveaways.
Yeah, so every Wednesday.
Okay, every Wednesday.
Roughly noon is when I pick the winners.
I jumped the gun last night and accidentally told people about the next giveaway that's happening. The first giveaway that is going to be chosen tomorrow is going to be of how much Zen, do we know?
I've got it written down.
One and a half Zen will be given away to you, which right now, what, about 16, 17 bucks per Zen?
About $16 a Zen.
Yep. So you get some free cryptocurrency, free Zen, by emailing Daryl, and here's what you have to do to enter. You have to follow instructions. If you get it wrong, your entry doesn't count. So you go to email Daryl at freetalklive.com, include your transparent Zen address.
Yes.
So you need to have a Zen wallet set up before you email Daryl. Include your Zen address and tell us how you listen to the show, and you will be randomly selected, possibly as the winner of this Zen. And then if you don't win this time, you're still entered into future Zen giveaways.
Correct. And if you've entered previous Zen giveaways but have not won, you can still enter. And the more times, you know, the more contests you enter...
you can enter more than once. All right, we got more coming up here from the AnyPay.global headquarters in downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is Free Talk Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Do you USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Council Bluffs, Iowa for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. Before leaving Washington, the president discussed one of the names that we've been hearing who might replace Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley. That name is Dina Powell. President Trump addressed Powell and if she would be a good pick.
Dina is certainly a person I would consider, and she is under consideration. We have actually many names. Nikki has been great. Nikki's going to be working along with us and helping us with the joint, plus she's going to help us with 2020.
Florida Governor Rick Scott said some 100 Florida Highway Patrol troopers would be deployed across the state's Big Bend and Panhandle area ahead of Hurricane Michael. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham has more on the hurricane.
This is a swath of winds that'll make its way on land. And some of those, you're looking at those storm bands, they're going to be there even tonight. So
you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the AnyPay Global, AnyPay.Global headquarters here in downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire for day number one of what is going to be 3 days of cryptocurrency-centric related discussions you're likely going to hear on Free Talk Live. But we'll get the chance, we'll bring you other news when and if we get the chance. But whenever we're at these conferences, and the conference doesn't actually start until tomorrow, it's the New Hampshire Blockchain Digital Assets Conference, and it's in its second year. But we like to come out a day early to hang out with Derek J and the crew here at AnyPay. It's actually our first time broadcasting from the AnyPay headquarters. We used to go to their Bitcoin shop, which yes. Is now closed. Mm-hmm. Derek had to step away to move his car. Chris Reitman is with us here, normally a Thursday night co-host. You are joining us for the 3 days out here, right?
I'm looking forward to that. I just don't know what to do with myself because it's not Thursday. It's just throwing me off.
Right, and we're recording a show, which is different than the way we normally do things, which
absolutely.
Is live every single night. Now, of course, we are recording live, so it's still kind of live.
It's live for us.
It's live to tape.
Yeah, so there's no tape.
Only without the tape.
Right. But we're here. We'll take your calls. Or wait, no, we won't. We're not on the radio. We're not airing live on the radio, so we cannot take your calls. But you can see how...
Well, if you go back to the old definition of people coming up to you and, like... Avon calling.
Okay, that is an old
So if you happen to be at the conference.
We can talk
over the next couple
life.
Of days.
Yes.
Yes.
Then we could talk to you.
It can happen. And we will be at the conference, and we'll be broadcasting from there as well. I do want to talk about another great conference that's coming up. Anarchapulco is on the horizon. It's February 14th through 17th. And it's going to be a beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, at a lovely world-class resort right there on the beach. Great speakers, including Ron Paul. They're bringing him back. So if you missed him this year, you can see him in 2019 at Anarchapulco. Judge Andrew Napolitano will be speaking at Anarchapulco for the first time ever. And other great speakers, including Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and more. Go to anarchapulco.com. You can learn more about the event, get your tickets there. Use code FTL, and you will get 15% off of your tickets for Anarchapulco at anarchapulco.com. Again, it's February 14th through the 17th, and yes, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from that event as well. So we will look forward to seeing you there. Now, actually, between the last segment and now, we've had a delicious lunch provided to us by the next door business here, which is called Fezziwigs. And I didn't
provided in exchange for money, so they didn't wind up, you know, giving us free lunch.
What did you pay with? Because you were, you know, kind of you've been our producer here, kind of Chris. So you went over and ordered the lunch while we were producing the segment.
No, I paid with Bitcoin.
Bitcoin, and how did it go? Pretty smooth.
Smooth. The girl knew exactly what she was doing. She whipped her phone out. She opened up the app for AnyPay.Global.
Now, was this a waitress or?
Yeah.
So she had it on her personal phone, or
may be a common phone.
Like
I'm not sure.
It was like a shop phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing I had hoped for was that she had her own wallet loaded, so I could have tipped that way too.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a big desire when I spend crypto. Is I'd love to be able to share that with the server.
Right.
When I'm at restaurants or bars or things like that. So.
Well, and
other than that, it was just really fast and.
And we have been talking about, you know, kind of the real-life experience of not only spending cryptocurrency, but bringing businesses on board, explaining it to them, you know, all the benefits of accepting crypto. Like, for instance, you get to keep 100% of the sale, which doesn't happen with credit cards for a business owner, you know, explaining these things to them. And it's one thing to get the business owner on board, but it's another task entirely to bring the staff on board with understanding, at least having some kind of grasp that, oh, this is money. Oh, I can use it in downtown Keene or downtown Portsmouth where we are. And so that's part of it is, you know, explaining to the person, hey, look, you can actually not only spend this at the business at which you work, which nobody ever wants to buy things from the place where they work.
You can
go across the street over there and you can spend it at, you know, Streetsa, which isn't across the street, but it's a little ways away. But there's businesses in downtown Portsmouth that take it. So, you know, whenever I'm in Keene, I'll be like, oh, yeah, you can spend it at Corner News. And, you know, when you name businesses that people are familiar with, there's, you know, bells that go off in the back of their mind, like, huh, this might actually be worth my time. I might want to actually look at this.
Yeah, and for some people, you know, I don't want to stress like HODL because, I mean, that gets...
HODL means hold. That's a,
yes, hold. A little play on words there.
Mistyping of the word hold. Yes.
Yeah, but a lot of people...
I was very intoxicated.
Yeah, let's use the actual words so people know what we're talking about.
Yeah, but a lot of people will talk about how Bitcoin, for example, should just be held. You should hold on to it. You should never spend it. And there's two sides of that. If Bitcoin is part of your income, let's say you're a server in a bar and you get some tips in Bitcoin, well, maybe you do put that away for a rainy day. It doesn't mean hold on to it for eternity, but you know what I mean? If you get paid in two different ways, it may be a little easier for people to set aside a little bit of cash.
Yeah.
But everyone's different. So, and the nice thing about cryptocurrency is it can be used as cash. It can be used as a store of wealth. You can choose how it works best for you. There is no right way or wrong way. It's what benefits you the most, and you're the one who's going to decide that, not anybody else, not Bitcoin marketing or Bitcoin Cash marketing or anybody else's marketing. It's you, it's in your hands. You're the bank.
When it comes to this idea of holding, it is one of the toughest things to get over. And as I mentioned when we had Derek on a moment ago, the Dash Back program seems to have been the key to getting some of these longtime crypto holders to actually spend some of their crypto in real life. And one of the frustrating things that, and I won't say who it was I was talking to, but one of our local crypto advocates and hold mostly holders went back to holding after Dashback went down in the amount that Dashback was paying out. And the person explained that they just, you know, didn't think it was worthwhile. And I said, you know, this is also activism. When you spend cryptocurrency, if you are an activist, if you are somebody who fancies yourself a libertarian activist, and you're a cryptocurrency fanatic or interested in crypto, then you should spend it just because you shouldn't have to wait for an incentive program to come along. If you can afford to tip somebody somewhere, then you can afford to tip them in crypto if they're willing to accept crypto.
Right.
If you can afford to eat out with cash, then you can afford to eat out with crypto. Now, I can understand if somebody's super compressed as far as they can't spend any money, you know, they don't eat out or whatever, like they can't.
Right, but these aren't the people that were complaining that, oh my God, the rebate is only 10%. It's a waste of my time to get 10% back.
Yeah. This is the same person who was complaining about that, yeah. And it's
right. I'm just trying to, you know, again, put it in perspective to people that it's 10% back and they were complaining that getting money back was a waste of their time.
Right. Well, because you do have to acquire the crypto. So there is the cost of the time of either going to a cryptocurrency vending machine and putting money into a machine or getting an online account from, you know, some sort of brokerage or, you know, exchange that would allow you to send money to that. So there is some investment of time involved there. But again, this is activism at
right.
this point. And so if you fancy yourself an activist, then do what in my opinion, you should do what a good activist should do, which is to say, use the thing you're advocating.
Right. Right.
Eat your own dog food.
Right.
So, yeah,
in this
I don't,
case, it's much more pleasant
than eating your own dog food.
I imagine.
I look at activism. I mean, it's necessary, and we all do it. Everybody here at the table does it. We live, eat, breathe crypto.
As much as we can.
As much as we possibly can. But I still recognize that we're the outliers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may have a role in whether crypto becomes successful, but what we really need is normal, everyday people to take that plunge and see the benefits. I mean, there's so many different benefits when we compare it to traditional money or when we compare it to credit cards or, God forbid, you know, the traditional banking system. It's easy for us to look at and go, this is better money. You can look at anybody's definition of what constitutes good money, you know, and scarcity is going to be on everybody's list. And that's the one thing you will never get with the Federal Reserve notes that are in your pocket.
Because they keep printing them.
They will print them forever whenever the government needs money. So you do not have what is considered by every expert a key aspect, a key critical aspect of good money.
Hold that thought. We're going to continue here in moments from the AnyPay headquarters in downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is Free Talk Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at Horizon.global. Horizen.
Global. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire for day number one of 3 days of broadcasting from cryptocurrency-related locations. We're starting off at AnyPay.Global's headquarters here on State Street in downtown Portsmouth, and then tomorrow we will be starting from the blockchain conference, the NH Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference, which I'm looking forward to. In fact, we're going to be speaking. The three of us plus Derek J are going to be on a panel together. We're going to be the last event before the bar opens. We're going to be the last event of the day at the conference tomorrow, so the Wednesday. So it's a Wednesday-Thursday conference. Kind of a strange time. Usually conferences are on weekends, but I imagine you can save a little money if you're doing it during the middle of the week. So I suspect that's one of the reasons why. Plus, a lot of the hotels around here, you just can't get weekends this time of year. So they might have tried to get a weekend, and oh, sorry, it's all weddings. So, yeah. And I know this because I used to organize Keenevention, which was a convention that we held in Keene for 3 years. Yeah. And the reason why we had Keenevention when we had it, which was the first weekend basically in November, was because that was post the peak fall leaf peeping season. Right. And so the hotel rates dropped from like $250 a night to $100 or less per night. Yes. So right. It was a huge, I mean, I wanted to make sure it was as affordable as possible to attend. So you are going to pay a little bit for a hotel room if you're going to go with hotel. But we actually did, we're doing Airbnb tonight, Chris. You and
we
I.
We are.
We're going to be rooming together, shacking up together at an Airbnb, which is going to be my first time in an Airbnb. I've never
Mine too.
Those. Yeah.
See, now I thought you were an old hand at this.
No.
I thought you were the Airbnb specialist who could identify a great location.
Well, Ian almost never travels. If he does, it's for a convention.
Yeah,
then he generally stays in the hotel right. Where the convention is.
Yeah,
I get that.
In this case, this hotel was sold out when yep. I called the hotel, and the Airbnb's cheaper, and we're going to be like right on the water, so it's actually going to be a pretty nice spot.
And she's a super host.
That's apparently a thing.
A super host.
Yeah.
So she wears a cape.
Evidently, we'll let out. You know.
So anyway, we're here, and we're going to continue with the discussion. We were talking about cryptocurrency and the people that kind of hold on to it rather than actually spending it. The people who are purported advocates of cryptocurrency just hanging on to it. I do want to take a moment and thank Joe Scholl, who is a Free Talk Live amplifier, for supporting the show that I forgot to do last night. Joe, thank you for that, and thank you to everybody that is a Free Talk Live amplifier. Joe gives $5 a month to Free Talk Live, and that is something that we appreciate very much. It allows us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That's what AMP stands for, A-M-P, and it is the way we get on new radio stations is by marketing to those stations and effectively calling them up and putting advertisements in Talkers Magazine and their weekly emails that they send out. So, you know, we've got different ways that we reach out to these stations, and that's the reason why we're at 190 radio stations coast to coast. So if you appreciate the work that we do here on Free Talk Live, the fact that we're talking about liberty on a nightly basis, 7 days a week on radio, and of course we also online as well. If you want to help us continue this outreach that we do, where we talk about cryptocurrency, we talk about freedom, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. And yes, you can do it with Bitcoin BTC. So you can do credit card, you can do PayPal, but you can also do Bitcoin BTC and pay $5 a month, and we appreciate it. You get some cool perks as well. Get the full list of your benefits that you get over at amp.freetalklive.com. So we were just talking about some of the frustrations of, you know, trying to be cryptocurrency activists and having other purported cryptocurrency activists refusing to do what, in, I think, and I don't want to speak for all of us, but I think I do in this case, in what is the most critical aspect of crypto adoption, which is using it.
Right.
Is getting out there and bringing business to the businesses that have actually stepped out and taken that first step into the unknown and have decided, yeah, we do want to accept cryptocurrency here. Some of our customers have been asking for this, so we're going to start taking crypto. Those businesses should get, unless you hate their product, unless you have had terrible, you know, experiences they should get your business.
There are some things that I just don't like, and you know, there are certain types of food I don't like.
Sure.
So if you do accept crypto, then you're still not going to get my business. Nothing personal. But I agree completely. We should be doing that. And that doesn't mean, and it becomes easier and easier as time goes on. I mean, me personally, a year ago, I would have never imagined that we would have a dentist who would accept crypto.
Yeah. I'm signed up there. I'm going there in February for my next appointment.
2 years ago, I wouldn't have thought that we would have had, you know, a automotive shop that was taking crypto.
Right. And they've been doing it for 2 years now.
Yeah. Almost. And every month I hear about some new place. We hear about a car dealership. These are things that people use in real life, and that makes it all very, very easy to do.
You know, and I try thinking back, and obviously I wasn't old enough, Chris, you weren't old enough, Ian, you weren't, when credit cards really started to become a thing.
Oh, yeah.
How were businesses pitched? Hey, guys, I've got this brilliant idea. It's called Diners Club.
Right.
So, see, people are going to come in, and they'll just, like, hand you a plastic card, and I promise at the end of the month you'll get the money.
Right.
Well, I can tell you, at least from the early 70s point of view, that the businesses were dicey about whether this was any advantage. I remember my father talking to my grandfather, and I was very young, but going, my father saying, people are going to start using this. And my grandfather going, you're crazy.
No way.
There's no way. Who's going to pay with a piece of plastic?
Right.
Nobody did it. Nobody used it. But slowly the adoption came, and now they're ubiquitous.
Right.
Tell me about stores that don't accept some form of credit card. There are a few.
Little Zoe's Pizza in Keene, New Hampshire just stopped accepting credit cards on October 1st.
Good for them.
Nice. And that means they take cash and crypto.
Yeah. And let me tell you, I run a small business, Route 101 Local Goods in Keene, New Hampshire, and I'm faced with this. I'm going to lose 2.5% to 3%, depending on the card used, of every single sale that goes on plastic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whether it's a debit card, whether it's credit card, whether it's American Express, anything else, that money is just lost. And because we sell things based on consignment, those costs are passed on to our vendors, you know, our other small businesses that we work with. So It's not a positive thing. I would rather have people...
You've got to do it, though, it seems like. It feels like you've got to do it.
I do, because I don't want to turn away business.
Right.
But what we need to do is keep working to this point where, you know, at least crypto becomes a viable alternative to those. And, you know, it's that or cash. And
right.
I understand completely why they would do that.
I was listening to a podcast a couple of days ago, and I forget what the charity was, but the guy was saying that they're a 100% charity, meaning that 100% of what is just donated
goes
to helping villages in Africa get clean water, which means that they will take money out of, they've got a specific account for overhead. And they've got, you know, like a couple hundred families and organizations that donate to cover the overhead. They take money from that to cover the credit card fees because they said if somebody donates $100 through our website, we only get like $96, $97. So we lose money taking credit cards, but because we wanted to do this 100% donation model, we eat those costs, and we have to take that from the overhead.
Right.
And that would be, and again, I wish I could remember the name of the organization because I would love to reach out to him and pitch him, here's an alternative where you keep 100%.
Yeah, and that's it's attractive for a business owner to be able to keep 100% or a charity. And that's why we got, finally, we got, we actually have a charity in King. We don't mention them that much, but 100 Night Shelter.
Right, absolutely.
We'll also take your cryptocurrency. Anything that Coinbase takes, they can take now. So it's cool. But if people don't go in and spend the crypto, then eventually you're going to have businesses drop off. You're going to have businesses say, you know what, I thought this was cool, but nobody else apparently does, so we're done. And that is something we don't want to see happen. So, and this is like more of like almost an internal conversation because people out there who are crypto fans, they can't even relate to spending crypto, as we just learned, you know, earlier today.
Right.
These guys that are online that love cryptocurrency, they've probably spent it online on things. You know,
sure.
Maybe they go to saveitpurse.com and save on their Amazon purchases or whatever. But I would be very interested to know of the, you know, the people at this conference, and maybe we'll ask this question,
right?
When, because we're doing a panel discussion, and hey, who in this conference has ever actually spent, maybe before you came to Portsmouth, because
right.
they might have done it here, but who in this conference before you came to New Hampshire has actually spent cryptocurrency in real life, in physical reality?
Right.
Now, I bet you it will be less than 20% of the room. That's my bet.
I'll bet, and these are going to be, you know, hardcore crypto users or crypto advocates or people running crypto companies. I wanted to be in a place and I want it to be more of my business, which is why we incentivize it at my store.
You give a discount.
I give a discount.
5% off.
Every single, you know, you get 5% off everything in my store if you spend crypto.
Hold that thought. We can continue coming up here. We got a full third hour to go from the AnyPay.Global headquarters here in downtown Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is Free Talk Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.